2 p.m. in the UK, which is where we are today. Wonderful Wiltshire. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
Right, okay. We are live today on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, everywhere that we can, really. And we want to say thank you to be live and to OneStream Live for allowing us to actually do this. We have no countdown clock today, which means that we can come straight on screen. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello. There we are.
We're here.
Yes.
So, it's good to see you. This is Ask Angelica, Season 5, Episode 22, and it's practically just welcome to the show. And I get a text to say what I'm saying. So, Ask Angelica, Practical German for Diabetics, Season 5, Episode 22. Angelica, would you like to explain what we're talking about today?
Yeah, although almost you could possibly explain it even better. We've been, in this season, we've been looking at phrases, sentences based on particular topics. So we've had Christmas, New Year, going to a restaurant, going to a cafe. And until Christmas, I hadn't even had any thoughts yet about what to use for the next topic. But this Christmas and New Year was our first time going to Germany for a holiday with you being diagnosed as a diabetic. So indeed, this is all still news to us, this whole living as a diabetic, or in my case, living with a diabetic, and new vocabulary, new rules, new things. And so going on holidays was a bit of a challenge as well, because you had to make sure you took everything with you, and the insulin, the spare one, was still nice and cold, and all things like this. And I don't want to say too much yet, because we'll give that away at the end of the show with the last sentence. But I thought this would be a good idea to look at some sentences that a diabetic may need to say or may want to say while on holidays in Germany.
Excellent. Now, you are watching Ask Angelica, Season 5, Episode 22, with myself and Angelica, and we're going to appear on screen now, and we should be side by side.
Yes, we are.
Although, I like it that way. Okay, and I'm just going to shrink a bit. Shall I just shrink? Okay, so we're both showing a bit of our broadcasting studios, as it were. Now, the way this works is Angelica, on the topic, has put together 10 sentences in German. I will read them. Angelica will correct my pronunciation, and then together we will translate them into English. Now, if you want to work along with us, then you can read the sentences in German, and you can help translate them, and you can put your translation into the comments wherever you're watching from. So, shall we make a start? Phrase one. Ich bin Diabetiker, or Diabetikerin.
Almost. You sneak the little bit of English in there. Ich bin Diabetiker.
Diabetiker.
Diabetiker or Diabetikerin, yeah.
Right. Now, in the UK, we would say, I'm a diabetic. And it wouldn't matter whether we were man or woman. It would be the same phrase. But here, we've got two phrases, haven't we?
Yeah. You will have to say, or you have to say, because you are diabetic, ich bin Diabetiker. If I was a diabetic, I would say, ich bin Diabetikerin.
Okay. So the translation is, which I just hinted at a moment ago, I'm diabetic. Okay, phrase two. Ich habe Typ 1 Diabetes. Typ 2. Typ 2 Diabetes. Can I try that again? Ich habe Typ 1 Diabetes. Ich habe Typ 2 Diabetes.
Yeah, I put that sentence in there, although I think it's very, very easy to translate, and any diabetic knows which type they are, but it's Typ. Ich habe Typ 1 Diabetes or it might be type diabetes.
See, I knew it wasn't tip or type. And okay. So type.
Type, yeah.
Okay, we're learning as we go along here. So phrase two, if you're watching live, then please do say hello or hello, depending on which language you want to use. So the translation is, I have type 1 diabetes or type 2 diabetes.
Oops, that should have been type 2 diabetes,
yes. We don't need to, I mean, we can go here, and I can go here, and there you go.
That's better.
It was never wrong. Type 1 diabetes or type 2 diabetes.
Diabetes,
I knew it said diabetes. Oh, never mind. Okay. Phrase three.
The plan is that by the end of this session, you can't say it in English anymore.
No, probably. That's going to be true, I think. Ich muss meinen Blutzucker messen.
Yeah, ich muss meinen Blutzucker messen.
Blutzucker messen. I need to take my blood sugars. Test.
Yeah, messen is to check. Yes, I mean, you in English, you're right. You might say, I need to take my blood sugar, or I need to check my blood sugar, or anything like this.
I need to check my blood sugar. Is
so messen, literally translated, is to measure.
Ah, right. Okay, that works well then. I need to measure my blood sugar.
Yeah, but we wouldn't say that in English.
Okay. Phrase four. Ich muss Insulin spritzen.
Mm-hmm. Ich muss Insulin spritzen.
Insulin. See, I'm this is why we're doing this. Not only for you to learn the correct words and how to pronounce them in German, but for me to do it too. Insulin.
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 Yes, is a Z.
No, Insulin.
Yeah, Insulin.
Yeah, it's not a Z.
Yes, it's got a Z.
This is the problem always with words which you look at it and you think, oh, that's insulin. It's very difficult to sometimes work out words when they are identical in spelling, but maybe not in the pronunciation.
Right. Spritzen. What does spritzen mean?
Well, this is a sentence that you have to do this.
First thing after I've got up is I need to inject insulin.
Yeah. I need to or I have to, either of those, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the next sentence five. Es ist wichtig, dass ich regelmäßig meine Medikamente einnehme.
Yeah. Es ist wichtig. Yeah, no, that's good, but there's no English in there.
There's no new words in there.
Es ist wichtig, dass ich regelmäßig meine Medikamente einnehme.
It is correct that I must
not take... correct.
I see. This is where we come to tone. It's important.
That's it.
That I take my medicine regularly. Okay, and the official translation is, it's important that I take my medication regularly. Okay, press six. Kannst du mir bitte beim Berechnen der Kohlenhydrate in diesem Essen helfen?
We've got another Y in the middle of a sentence there. I'm sorry, in the middle of the word. So, kannst du mir bitte beim Berechnen der Kohlenhy, it's a Ü, as in Typ, Kohlenhydrate in diesem Essen helfen?
This is confusing, but we're here to help. Kohlenhydrate. 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 I'm going to write it down and then read it three times. Kannst du mir bitte beim Berechnen der Kohlenhydrate in diesem Essen helfen. Can you help me by telling me, I'm going to guess that Kohlenhydrate is carbs.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the carbohydrates in this food?
Yeah, berechnen is to calculate.
Right. Okay. So translation is, can you please help me calculate the carbohydrates in this meal?
Yeah, we didn't do that, but we've looked for carbs every time we went shopping, didn't we?
Oh, we check things for carbs, and we do get low carb where we can. And I want to say thank you to Antoine. Nice to see you, Antoine. It's Speller is actually watching us, and thank you for joining us today. Right, yeah, you've got to count carbs, although we'll come back to that possibly. Phrase 7. Ich misst darauf achten, meinem Blutzuckerspiegel. Ich muss darauf achten, meinen Blutzuckerspiegel stabil zu halten.
Ich muss darauf achten, meinen Blutzuckerspiegel stabil zu halten.
Yeah, see, blut. This is where I'm coming unstuck. I do need.
Yeah, you just automatically see it as blood, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to listen to it after this broadcast. Well, later, replay it over the weekend until I got it. I'm not going to read it again, but I'm going to do that later. I have to be careful to keep my blood sugar levels stable. That's true, and I'm glad to say that currently working together. We're actually doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Phrase 8. Ich muss etwas essen, meinen Blutzucker zu erhöhen.
Erhöhen. Ich muss etwas essen, meinen Blutzucker zu erhöhen. That is a sentence you haven't had any need to say yet, but I know my aunt does. So, because every diabetic is different. So I thought I'd put something in there that may not apply to you, but applies to somebody else.
Yeah, I must eat something to raise my blood sugar.
Yeah.
Okay, because the two sides of the spectrum, one is to go over the top and the other is to go too low.
Yeah.
If you go too low, that's when you get a lot of problems. I need to eat something to raise my blood sugar. Okay, phrase 9. I should get it right by now. Meine Blutzucker Werte waren heute Morgen zu hoch.
Mm-hmm. Not something you've said the last few days either. Meine Blutzucker Werte waren heute Morgen zu hoch. You didn't say it this morning. Definitely not.
I did not, no. My blood sugar reading was too high this morning. Or my blood sugar levels were too
high. Levels, yeah. Were too high.
My blood sugar levels were too high. Now, the next sentence has a pertinent meaning. we'll explain after I've read the sentence. Ich habe meinen Lanzetten in England gelassen.
Ich habe meine Lanzetten in England gelassen. Yes.
And I said this in English to Angelica once we'd unpacked in Germany. And I did, in fact, leave my lancets in England, which led to a little adventure, didn't it?
Well, which led us to, for me, first of all, to find out what lances are in German, because I never had to talk about anything like this before. I don't know anybody else who's diabetic, so this was new. This is all new vocabulary for me as well.
Yeah.
And then we had to go to the chemist and explain to them why we wanted some, because you normally get all your stuff in England, and we were on holidays and you had everything else with you apart from your lancets.
Yeah, lancets are used to take your blood sugar. Basically, you prick your finger and you then got a meter, which actually measures blood sugar. And the meter gives you readings. And as Angelica alluded to earlier, if I go here, if a reading, oh, I can't show that.
No, you can't see it.
Won't go. It's been very good since we got back, is all we can say, all I can say. Now, back in July, we had a decision to make, and the decision we made was to totally change our lifestyle. And we worked out together, and we plan our shopping list every week to make sure. And it's had benefits for both of us, hasn't it?
Yeah, for you to get your diabetes under control and for me to lose some weight. And it's easier anyway. It's easier if we both eat the same anyway, rather than me cooking something extra for you and something extra for me. So that was a lot easier. It's been a learning curve for both of us. And then we had the extra learning curve when we went to Germany.
Oh, we did. Because you can't ask people for a diabetic meal when you're eating out with family or you're eating out at a restaurant. You can only do your best, which is what we did. Right. Okay. So now what's going to happen is perfect German. Angelica is going to read the German version and I will attempt to read the English version if we start and begin again with phrase one.
Okay, so you would say, ich bin Diabetiker, or you do say, and I would say if I was, ich bin Diabetikerin.
So the translation is, I'm diabetic. Phrase two.
Ich habe Typ 1 Diabetes, or people might need to say, ich habe Typ 2 Diabetes.
Ich habe Typ 2 Diabetes.
Yeah.
And translation is, I have type 1 diabetes or type 2. Phrase 3.
Ich muss meinen Blutzucker messen.
Blutzucker.
Blutzucker.
I'll practice later. For a translation, I need to check my blood sugar. Phrase 4.
Ich muss Insulin spritzen.
I have to inject insulin, which is the first thing I do in the morning before breakfast.
Es ist wichtig, dass ich regelmäßig meine Medikamente einnehme.
And that's the one I actually pronounced correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Good. It's important to take my medication regularly.
Kannst du mir bitte beim Berechnen der Kohlenhydrate in diesem Essen helfen?
Kohlenhydrate.
Kohlenhydrate, ja.
Yeah. I'm getting there, step by step. Okay, translation is, can you help me calculate the carbohydrate in this meal? Because every single food that we eat has different carbs.
Mm.
So you've got to take each of the foods and check the carbs. There are apps that do this. And for 3 weeks, we worked together to actually use the app and work out how many carbs I was having a day and how many carbs Angelica was having a day. And that allowed us to settle into a routine after that. So we don't do it now, but we did do it for 3 weeks to give us an idea.
Ich muss darauf achten, meinen Blutzuckerspiegel stabil zu halten.
I have to be careful to keep my blood sugar stable.
Ich muss etwas essen, um meinen Blutzucker zu erhöhen.
I need to eat something to raise my blood sugar.
Meine Blutzuckerwerte waren heute Morgen zu hoch.
Meine Blutzuckerwerte. Which translates to... My blood sugar levels were too high this morning, which is something is not... I'm not speaking of me because this is just a German language exercise. Mine were perfect this morning.
But there have been mornings where they were too high as well. So,
Yes. It's as you said earlier, this is a learning exercise. Mm. Bar.
And our favorite sentence, ich habe meine Lanzetten in England gelassen.
Oh, I left my Lancets in England. I got spied, but in order to... get them because I can't function without them. We went to the apotheker in the town and Angelica explained in German and they went and they got me 2 weeks supply free of charge. And I've got to tell you that they were so good that on the last day there, we went back to the apotheker and I bought a box. Well, half a box and I brought them with me back to England and I've checked and we found them in England as well. Because they're the best ones I've actually found. Okay, right. So that was, just a minute, let's bring this on screen. That was Practical German for Diabetics. And now it's over to Angelica as I switch my camera off. And I'm going to hide that and bring this on screen. Angelica, over to you.
Yes, the vocabulary notebook. Rather than talking about a course, I actually thought I'll briefly mention the notebooks again. If you are diabetic, and you feel like, oh, that is really useful vocabulary for me and I should keep a note of it, or actually any other topic. I've got a notebook, and they're actually identical. It's just two different colors. It's based on topics. So most, if you buy a vocabulary book, they normally just have these lists. So I think you can just about see it. But a line in the middle, and you write your English on one side and your German on the other side, or whichever language you're learning. Well, I've gone a step further. I've got, for each topic, one blank page, which you can use for a mind map or doodles or whatever, really. Then you've got one page for the vocabulary, just the vocabulary. But then you also have two pages for sentences. Because it's okay if you write down Lancet means Lancetta, or you may even write down Die Lancetta, but it's even better if you actually write down a sentence that is useful to you. So in our case, it was, ich habe meine Lanzetten in England gelassen, plus the translation. Or if you are one of these people whose blood sugar does go low very often, yeah, so the sentence, ich muss etwas essen, um meinen Blutzucker zu erhöhen, might be a very useful sentence for you. So you can write down all the sentences, because with any vocabulary, if you turn the vocabulary into sentences, it will stick better. And each notebook has got enough space for 25 topics. So it doesn't just have to be diabetic or diabetes, should I say. You could use any of the topics, really, from our Ask Angelica show or any other topics that you are learning. And you'll end up with a nice vocab notebook, either in orange or in red, and with 25 topics. And at the front, you will write in what they are, so you know, where was that diabetes one? Oh, it's topic number 10, or whatever. So I thought that might be more useful today to talk about. And they're available on, I think, all of the Amazon platforms.
And the link?
I've forgotten.
Not now.
I'll put it underneath when I'll put it underneath the video, on YouTube and Facebook and all that.
This is, if I just hide that for a moment, this is our first day back. This is our first day back at school, and we've got to get into routine. Okay. Right, we're back. When are we back? That's the next question.
We are back on the 26th of January.
26th, and do we have a topic? Or
Not yet.
Right, Angelica is thinking of a topic. Angelica, would you like to close today's broadcast?
Well, hopefully you'll never need these sentences, actually, because that means you wouldn't be diabetic. But if you are diabetic, then hopefully these sentences have helped a little bit. If you ever need any more help with vocabulary, I can't say that I know it all because I'm not a diabetic, but I've picked up quite a bit over the last few months. So you can always ask for help or ask anybody else for help. So I hope that's been useful. And I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks' time. And until then, it's just for me.
I look forward to seeing you again in 2 minutes' time, talking to Angelica. But we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Bye for now. Oh, shoes for Mia. Okay.